Holly on Hot 101.5.
Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Drugs are bad. Don't do drugs. I want to get that out in the beginning before we go down this route, okay? Don't do drugs.
I'm scared about what you're about to talk about.
Okay, so there is a way to feel like you're kind of high without doing the drugs.
Okay.
And I mean, it's summer. You got some spare time in the evenings. It stays lighter longer. You might as well take 10 minutes and try this out. So this takes 10 minutes. You need another person to do this, okay? So you got to rope somebody else into trying this with you. You just make eye contact with another person for 10 minutes. Now, that's going to get uncomfortable because the longest we like to make eye contact with each other as humans is about 3.3 seconds. After that, it feels uncomfortable. So you're going to have to barrel past that uncomfortable point and do it for 10 minutes. People who did this were more likely to experience dissociative symptoms like dysmorphic face perceptions, hallucination like apparitions. It's basically a disconnect from reality where you feel like sounds are either quieter or louder. You get spaced out. Time seems to last forever. And that all happens if you stare at another person's eyes for 10 minutes.
Now, is this something that you plan on doing with your boyfriend this weekend, Holly?
You know what?
Can get the sensation of feeling high.
We're going to do it for 10 minutes.
Okay.
I mean, I like staring into his eyes anyway, but 10 minutes, go ahead, and then we'll both be like, what year is it?
Now, do you have to be quiet, or can you talk when you're doing it?
I think you can talk. I think it probably would add to it if you were quiet, because think about how weird that would be. But you can probably talk and just stare at each other's eyes, and then you get all these crazy, like, perceptions.
Now, do you get the feeling of what I can imagine being high feels like?
Yeah, that's what it says. I mean, people's faces look weird, and
you get tingly all over.
You feel spacey. How do you know you get tingly?
I don't know.
Oh, you're assuming?
This is what I'm assuming it feels like.
Right. So let's all just assume what it might feel like. We're going to stare at each other's face for 10 minutes.
You're lucky that we play all the hits, because if we had time, I'd make us sit here and do that. But maybe we'll do it on the podcast.
Oh, that's a good idea. And then we can always like fast forward through all that time
exactly.
And see what happens. All right. Let's talk about meals we like to eat while we're drunk.
Oh.
So they did a survey, and this includes all of America. So what did Tampa Bay, what did Florida say as far as places they like to go most when they're drunk? Miguel, I'd like you to take a stab at this.
I feel like because if you're in downtown St. Pete, if you're in Ybor, or even if you're in South Tampa and you're going out, pizza. We have those pizza places that stay open for so long, and we grab a slice of New York pizza.
Right.
And that's what we eat when we're drunk.
It's so good, too, except it burns the crap out of the roof of your mouth.
Yeah. You like that sensation?
No, I don't. That's what I'm saying. Like, you just eat it.
Oh, gotcha.
It's awful.
You said it in a way that you were like, I love it when it happens.
I love the pizza. I hate the fact that you can't wait 2 seconds for it to cool off before you shove it in your mouth.
Well, after having 10 vodka cranberries, you know, you can't wait. There's no patience.
There is none. It's just, anyway. Okay, no, actually, it's not pizza. The number three place on this list is Waffle House, which I would have thought it ranked higher.
Yeah.
Number two is McDonald's. Number one, Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we forgot about Taco. Have you ever tried to get an Uber or a Lyft driver to go through Taco Bell?
Several times.
Right? And some of them are cool about it, especially if you're like, I'll get you a taco, which I always... What do you want? I don't want anything. No, tell me what you want. I'll get it. Carlos, I'm going to get you a taco. So anyway, you go through. Some of them are not cool about it because they figure, A, you're going to make a mess in the backseat. B, they don't understand like the rules of what they can and can't do. So they're like, I don't know. And I'm like, just do it.
You're like,
I get crazy when I'm drunk and I want some Taco Bell.
Clearly, when Vodka Holly comes out, she just wants to shove all the tacos
in. I am shouting at the Uber driver from the backseat. So if that was you, I apologize. That's probably why I don't have a 5-star rating on Uber.
When I was single and I was a little messier when I was drunk,
yes,
my rating was a little bit lower because I would have them swing through Taco Bell.
Just unfortunate. So anyway, just know that that's what's happening out in Tampa Bay and in Florida when we are drunk. Sorry. And finally, there's a new wine-flavored water going on sale in July. It's like a bottled water, but they use wine grapes to put flavor in it. It's non-alcoholic. So if you want your water to taste like watered down wine,
no.
Then get that.
No, if I'm drinking wine, I want to drink the whole bottle and I want to feel tingly.
Save that. Just save it. Right. Pretty sure I just That's what's...
I feel like this whole trending has just been, like, bad decisions all around.
Yeah, it's summer. It's kind of like when you're in college and you can use the fact that it's college as an excuse. It's summer.
It's hot, so you can just...
Do what you want. Not really. I mean, use some rules.
Okay.
That's fine. That's what's trending in Tampa Bay with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Well, here's what you can do this summer. Five welcomes Maroon 5 to Amalie Arena Saturday night. And we want to get your butt in one of those seats. So we're looking for caller 20 now, 877-999-1015, to get you into the show. And then don't forget, tomorrow, Friday at 7:30 after training in Tampa Bay, we will give you a chance to go backstage and sniff Adam Levine.
Sniff? No one wants you to sniff him.
You can take a picture with him.
That's better.
All right?
Yeah.
Looking for caller 20 now. We continue going commercial free, blown off at 7:45.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.